Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, live from Chicago's Press Day, here at the Lambs Club. On this mini-episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, entitled Bearing It Slightly, I chat with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jayne. We discuss her upcoming Broadway debut in Chicago, the musical. Erica will be playing the role of Roxy Hart from January 6th through March 29th at the Ambassador Theater, so stay tuned. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
It's so great to talk to you.
Thank you.
So you are about to make your Broadway debut in Chicago.
Yes.
So my first question is, what do you feel you relate to most about Roxy Hart?
Well, I think Roxy's a survivor, you know, and I think that she's bratty, fun, and raw, but at the same time charming.
I love it. So one song you sing in Chicago is My Own Best Friend.
Yes.
When have you truly felt like you were your own best friend?
All my life. I feel like everybody should feel like they are their own best friend. Yes.
Yes. Another song you sing in Chicago is Nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could relate these lyrics to a time in your life, isn't it good? Isn't it grand? Isn't it great? Isn't it swell? Isn't
yeah.
it fun?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, when Roxy sings these lyrics for the first time, everything is gone.
Yes.
And so something is propelling her forward. And I think that for me, that's hope. And I think that I can relate to that almost every day of my life, you know,
that.
And being the eternal optimist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just want to switch gears for a quick moment and take some fan questions.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So if you were to give Roxy a Real Housewives tagline, what would it be?
I killed him, but I'm not a criminal. Yes, I killed him, but I'm not a criminal. Yes, I shot him, but I'm not a criminal. However it's written, yes.
Yes. In this social media-focused world, how would Erica Jayne advise Roxy Hart to get her message out today?
Instagram. No. Instagram and Twitter, maybe? No. You need to see Roxy, so Instagram.
Like a story, maybe.
Yeah, she would need constant stories.
Yes. Yes. And the last fan question is, what was the hardest part of preparing for Roxy? And how is this process different from when you were preparing to perform your original songs?
It's completely different. My material, you know, I'm the captain of my own ship. I'm stepping into a well-oiled machine and an incredibly well-written, well-produced musical. So, and I get to play a role. So it's been great so far. I've been here for 6-7 days of rehearsal.
Oh, terrific.
So it's going well.
Terrific. The Roxy heel was just unveiled as part of your Shoe Dazzle collection.
Yes.
So will you be Roxying them on stage?
No, I will not. It's classic all the way. No, and you couldn't do the Fosse choreography in the Roxy heel.
No, not
in that one.
Since you are such a musical theater fan, what are your top three favorite Broadway or off-Broadway shows?
Well, I mean, let's see. A Chorus Line. Chicago, A Chorus Line. I don't know. I'll leave those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrific. I also love that Madonna, Dolly Parton, and Susan Lucci were some of your early influences.
Still are.
Yes. What do you feel each one gave to you that makes you who you are today?
A sense of confidence and being comfortable in your own skin.
That's so great. And I always end my interviews playing off of the title of my podcast, Bearing It All with Call Me Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to bear it all and reveal something that you have never told before, what would you tell me today?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think, is there anything that I haven't told? Like, I'm trying to think of something.
You've told a lot.
I've told a lot. That's why I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'll tell you this. I'm nervous about opening night. I mean, that's true. So how about that?
I think you're going to be great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
You too. And everybody listening is going to come see Erica Jayne in her Broadway debut in Chicago at the Ambassador Theater, January 6th through March 29th.
Yay.
Yes.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's had him. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. you get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities, and I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.